Let's head down to the Sydney Swans room. Back to our callers shortly. Steve has one of their key defenders with him.
Thanks, Keith. Heath Grundy's with me in it until about 7 minutes ago. How did that one slip away?
Yeah, probably some costly turnovers late. We just sort of didn't use the ball that well coming out of defence, and I was probably a part of that a little bit too. We just sort of forced a bit too much, and so had some crucial turnovers, and their pressure was good inside their forward 50, and that resulted in some goals.
No secret about the record now, 0-4, where to now?
You just got to keep going, don't you? That's footy, and we've got to put that behind us now and just keep improving, getting better, and try and get a win next week.
Upstairs we've got Mark Reddings, Carl Langdon, Luke McFarlane and Glenn Jakovich.
Heath, Glenn Jakovich here. Thanks for taking the time. I guess in the situation that you're in, you've got a lot of young players coming through, but the mechanics of your side still looks quite healthy. So you must, I mean, it's 0-4, but there still must be a fair bit of positivity in the player group knowing that good things are only around the corner.
Yeah, look, obviously the first month's been pretty disappointing, but we've got to stay pretty positive, and we've got some young guys coming through, but we've still got a bit of experience there with our core group. So, we need to get a win pretty soon, otherwise it makes things pretty hard later in the year.
Heath, Luke McFarlane here. Bad luck tonight. Just the turnover in that last quarter. Did you really feel the pressure that West Coast were applying?
Yeah, absolutely. It's hard enough getting out there without turning it over, making silly skill mistakes. So when you do that, that makes it a bit easier for them to put pressure on, and then obviously they get some momentum, and then it's hard to stop.
Heath, with watching the game tonight, you had a fair bit of slow play and not allowing West Coast to get that fast play going. Did you put much time into the St Kilda game? Did John Longmire refer to some of the, footage there? Because St Kilda should have won the game here a couple of weeks ago. And it looked like in the first half he stifled West Coast drive, particularly off their half-back line.
Yeah, I think our tackle percentage was pretty good in the first quarter. We made some really good tackles, and that obviously goes hand-in-hand with the pressure on the ball and their use of how to come out of stoppages. So that was something that was probably better in the first sort of three quarters than we've delivered the last few weeks, so that was a positive. But you got to do it for four quarters, and they managed to get on top and started to clear it through the stoppages and get it forward.
Heath, just a final question. Your own game tonight, I thought you read the ball pretty well coming in on a number of occasions. How did you feel your battle with Josh Kennedy went? You seemed to be on him for much of the night. How would you summarise your particular contest with him tonight?
Yeah, look, he's a pretty good player, and what did he finish with? 2-2 or something, I think. Three?
You kicked two tonight?
Two, yeah. So, I thought my game wasn't too bad. I was reading it well in the air, and I thought my positioning and stuff was pretty good. So to keep him to two goals, I'm pretty happy with. He normally kicks a few bags, so I'll take that game, but obviously disappointed we got a loss.
Heath, thanks so much for joining us. It's 0-4, but obviously it doesn't get any easier. You've got the GWS Giants next week, so onwards and upwards. Safe trip home, and hopefully recharge and get back into it next week. Thanks for joining us on 6PR.
Thanks, boys.
Heath Grundy from the Sydney Swans.